Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have tuned into the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are here. I am your feel-good show. That is what it's all about, is feeling good about who you are. And you know what? I'm so glad we actually have Emily and Giovanni here. And Giovanni, I'm so glad that you're better.
Thank you. Thank you.
And tell us, you are from, I always get this, I have my little card because I do not want to get it wrong, because it's actually, you do so much for dayinsimivalley.com and Simi Valley Night Out. So you just got it all captured out there.
Correct, for day and night, there no matter what you want to do.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting because there are so many things that people can do, and a lot of us are a little homebodies, and we tend to, you know, get stuck at home, and then we don't know what to do. But if there's always, I mean, tell everybody your website.
Well, pretty much, again, what it is it's a website collaborated with everything going on in Simi Valley. So if you have kids and you're looking for something to do with them during the week or in the weekends, you know, you go to the dayinsimivalley.com and you can find out things that go on the library, arts and crafts shows. If you're looking for restaurants and special deals, you can find those on the websites as well. Happy hours, movies, pretty much anything that you're looking to do, if it has to do with entertainment, food, accommodations, you can find it all on the website. Even if you're looking for, you know, taxes are coming up, or well, now, I mean, people are starting to do their taxes, you can find
Did
tax
you want to make my day really bad? No.
No, no. No, but if you're looking for somebody,
right. No,
you know,
absolutely.
And you don't know where to go, you can find out all the locations, the contact numbers and all that on the websites as well. So, I mean, it's just a full
it is a full directory of everybody that, you know.
Correct.
And people can come to you too, right?
What do you mean, come to me?
Well, they if they want to be on there, you know.
Correct, yeah. If there's any businesses that want to start promoting, we offer free profiles on the website. We put you up on the website, kind of give up everything that you're offering to the community of Simi Valley and surrounding areas.
There you go. All right. And then, of course, out here in Ventura, we've got the Ventura Breeze. We've got Coffee News taking care of Camarillo.
I saw the Coffee News the other, a couple of weeks ago before I got sick.
Yeah.
And it was...
They're everywhere, too.
And I saw your ad paper. It was very cool.
Yeah, so I'm connecting with them. Also, I've got some other great secrets that that I'm going to let everybody know, because I like to be, you know, kind of a little bit of everywhere, so that I'm finding out what's going on all around, so I can always give you, you know, the very best. And that's adding value every day in every way. So you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Giovanni. We've got Emily here. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. When I'm not in the studio, you can always reach me at 805-419-0008. And again, there's so many ways to hear my shows, and I want to let you know, on my website at kimpaganoshow.com, I definitely I put all my back shows on there. My columns are all on there now, and it's just a really good way to connect with me and all my sponsors. Also, they're all linked on there. And if you want to be an advertiser on my show, definitely get in touch with me. I'd love to know more about your business and be able to represent you in a really positive way. Also, you can tune in to TuneIn Radio, and that's a free app on all your phones. And so they are one of my sponsors, too, that I have, you know, all my shows on there. Also, you can go on to Twitter, Kim Pagano's show, and Facebook, like us, then you get to know what's going on. And you have a Facebook page too, don't you?
I do. I have one for day and night.
Oh, of course.
And Twitter.
Oh, there you go. See, there you go. But anyways, Giovanni, tell us a little bit. You know, we said a little prayer for you, and I'm so glad that you're better. What exactly happened?
Well, you know, it's been a very, very hard year.
Lot of people have been saying that.
It's right after the New Year's, everything just started going downhill for me, and I had a stress-induced back spasms that I went to. I was rushed to the hospital, and they released me the next morning. That was on a Saturday, going into a Sunday, and luckily, obviously, that's not during my work week. They gave me some pain medication, and the pain medication that I took actually made my kidneys fail.
Nice.
So it was not a good thing. And I went back on Tuesday night, I believe, and they admitted me for an entire week. I had kidney failure. I had four ulcers. I had, I think this thing called GERT, gastritis. There was all these things that just started going off.
You know what that is, don't you, unfortunately? Because you were going 100 miles an hour.
That might be.
Okay, it was God's way of saying, slow down, Giovanni, right? I mean, really, sometimes we just have to do that. And it's kind of like when I got this, cold or bronchitis or whatever it is. I took the weekend off. Now it's just kind of tuned into a little cold there. Mm-hmm. If everybody's wondering, what does she sound like that?
But you know what the greatest thing about, I was in the hospital. And I mean, you know, most people, when they're in the hospital for, a day, 2 days, you know, I was there for an entire week. And you know, that seems like a long time, especially for somebody my age. And I had a lot of people visiting me, and that was just, that made it.
And it makes your support.
20 times, correct.
Yes, definitely. And you know that you're loved and that mm-hmm. people care about you. And you know, when people are calling and asking, is there anything we can do to help you? And right?
Mm-hmm. So. It was very nice. I mean, I had a lot of people. So if any of you guys are listening, thank you so much for coming and visiting me. Thank you for all the emails and the text messages and stuff. That really made things, you know, go a little bit more.
It does.
Easy.
It makes you feel wanted.
Correct.
and cared about. So anyways, I'm so excited you are here. Of course, it's Fun Friday, and we have lots to give away. And we actually have our first guest on. We're going to be talking about food today. You know, it's just in the air. It's Super Bowl's coming up. We've got lots of parties. And I love to entertain. So I'm always about, having food. But we're going to actually be talking to Beth, and she's a real mom, loves to eat. I get that. Okay. I mean, all of us out there listening and dads and, you know, guys, we all love to eat. But, she's going to talk about how to conduct a love affair with food and lose weight and feel fabulous. I love it. I can't wait to talk. Beth, are you there?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're very welcome. How's it going?
It's wonderful. We're loving the California sunshine, I'll tell you.
That's right. You're doing a little book signing out in Los Angeles, correct?
I am. Well, last night we were in Agora Hills, and this afternoon we're going to be at Vroman's bookstore.
Oh, you were in my neighborhood last night. Darn it. I should have, popped over there.
Sorry about that. Well, we're going to be at Vroman's today from 12 to 2. And then tonight we're going to be in Irvine, California at Paradise Perks. We're going to have a little party. We're giving away a Vitamix.
Oh, a Vitamix. Ooh, I love Vitamix. And now where's that at?
It's at Paradise Perks. If you go to realmomslovetoeat.com, at the top of the page I have a click that says tour stop. And on that page you can click the name of the event, and it'll give you a map and an address. So you can let us know you're coming. So we have enough treats and cupcakes and all that good stuff.
Uh-oh, cupcakes.
Well,
hello.
We try to have cupcakes at every event. I can't always promise, but last night we had a wonderful spread by a lovely Sweet Arlene's came out and gave us
Sweet Arlene's.
Cupcakes.
There you go. Yep, they've been on my show before.
Well, I am a beacon for finding the best cupcakes. So if you would like to give me referrals, I'm open to that. I'm always looking for great cupcakes.
Well, you know what I love about cupcakes as opposed to cakes?
Mm-hmm.
They're just little bite sized.
Yeah,
and they're all
that's
yours.
That's the new thing too, isn't it?
It's
cupcakes. I've been seeing these things pop all over. Here and there. There's a place in Thousand Oaks. Cupcakeria or something like that.
That's another
and then there's
one
another one that's like it's a cupcake
princess.
I'll
be writing these down.
I'll have to send you some really good
contacts. And there's a new
place
in Simi that just opened up called Skiff's Cakes.
Oh,
and they
Skiff's Cakes are really good too.
Personalized cakes, but they also do cupcakes.
Yeah, and you know what's really
I had some of those. Those
really
are very, very good.
Popular is, Beth, and I'm sure everybody's seen this, where they have the little cake in the middle and then
push
all
cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and push cakes are going to be there tonight at Paradise Perks as well. I guess the word is out that real moms love to eat cake. But I'll tell you, this book, Real Moms Love to Eat, it really came in the wake of a serious car accident. I was filming my PBS series in Chicago, and I was real busy, you know, little kids at home running around. And so I was juggling a lot. And after I was in a taxi cab, and after the car accident, I was in the hospital, and I had time to really evaluate and say, you know, is this really what I want to be doing with my life? And so after 4 days to really think, you know, and be interrupted by, you know, nurses every 5 minutes to check your vitals and whatnot.
Oh, Giovanni just got out of the hospital, too.
Giovanni, I was listening to that saying, I know what that feels like to be in there for more than a couple of days. It seems like forever, you know.
It did.
I know. And so anyhow, so I decided, you know, if something really tragic would have happened, would I have done everything that I really wanted to do? And I really love, you know, everything about food, from cooking it, obviously, to eating it, to, you know, sharing it with others. And so I decided to go back to school in New York at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And they had a program at the time where you could go in 4 days a month and do an intensive for 4 days and learn all about holistic nutrition from Dr. Oz, Barry Sears, Andrew Weil, people that I really admire. And so that's what evolved. And then I ended up starting client work back in Chicago. But the media pull kind of brought me back in, so I do spokesperson work for healthy brands. And so I blended the two together and worked with a New York Times bestselling author who's a friend of mine, Eve Adamson, and we pulled together what I do with clients into a book, a 10-part plan.
Okay. And I don't have your book yet.
I am going to get you one. In fact, if I thought Heidi sent one over, but okay. I will make certain after the Facebook you can message me. I'll get you one right away. I'll send it out today.
Very good. And so what are we going to find in your book? What kind of recipes?
Thank you. Well, Kim, what I love about this book is the first part of the book, we talk about getting to know you as a woman. You know, it says moms, but let's face it, my husband even follows this book. But so I had to specify, obviously, for the book world. But what you do is you get to know you and find out, what do you, as a person, enjoy eating? Tell me. And then what don't you love?
Well, okay, so you're asking me that question because I like more salty, spicy.
Okay.
Okay, and a little bit of sugar.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could have, like, those sweet pretzels. Yum. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good with a little bit of salt. Okay.
Yeah.
So what you do is, in the book, I'll say to you, write down your 10 favorite things on a piece of, you know, like in a special notebook that no one else sees. So you can get crazy. I mean, I even have on my list Laffy Taffy and, you know, because I don't want to deny. And what I do is I say, let's look at your heritage, your nostalgia, what you grew up with, your memories. And so throughout the book, I season, no pun intended, I season in relatable stories and funny stories about my experiences with life, my trip to Paris with my cousin, and all my life I hated Brussels sprouts. No offense, little guys.
No, but you know what? That's really interesting. My husband, that's his favorite, and I just don't like it. And I don't understand because they're little tiny cabbages,
they're
right?
They're cute. Well, and so I talk about this story of how I went to Paris with my cousin, and I couldn't read the recipe, the menu, so I said to the chef, or the waiter, tell the chef, whatever, we're hungry Americans. We came back with this gorgeous, beautiful reduction sauce on some beautiful beef, and Brussels sprouts? What's this? I couldn't stand it. So I pushed them around with my fork, but they did look kind of good the way they were seasoned with, you know. And I ended up eating them, and I say how I licked the back of my fork discreetly. Because you never know. And so you want to be open to new foods. And then we get into making it about you and understanding, as a busy woman, you're either taking care of kids or your husband or you're, you know, at work. And so we really start getting into that. And then later in the book, we discuss then, we get down to the meat and potatoes. You know, let's talk about salt, fat, and sugar, my dysfunctional food friends. We get naked with raw food, and we experiment a little bit with that. So it's kind of got the playful undertone throughout the book, and it's seasoned with recipes. But then in the back of the book, we have 21 days of suggested meal ideas. And these are recipes from chefs and moms and women all over the country who submitted them, and then we picked our favorites. And we put them into a, you know, a 21-day plan. Of course, you don't have to follow it per day, but it gives you great suggestions and ideas for something new, something that's been tried and true by chefs or moms that we know are delicious, and some of them super, super easy, and some maybe a little bit more prep time. But that's okay, because sometimes as women, we do like to get in the kitchen and, you know, cook it up.
There are days that, you know, and now it's funny, I think just as you get more experience in your life, you know, on those days that you have more time, you want to really, you know, get it prepared. But a big secret is when you are bringing home your groceries in the very beginning, you know, if you separate your meats, then you cut up your vegetables, you put them all in Tupperwares, everything's ready. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, it's all about preparation.
Yeah, and the book gives a wonderful, thank you, Kim, for bringing that up. There's a chapter that talks all about doing it in the kitchen. And we talk about great ways that you can clean out. You know, we talked about plastic containers. We talk a little bit about that and some of the things that are in the news and different ways to safeguard your family with different things that can possibly invade your body, you know, natural ingredients. But I don't go overboard. And it's never preachy. It's just really conversational and easy. And each chapter, you're only given 5 things to do. We don't have this long, don't do this, don't do that, because the world is full of don'ts. We thought, let's approach this from a way of, here are 5 easy things to do, and if you do something that is, you know, eating a lot of, you know, cake or, you know, whatever, cupcakes we just talked about, we find ways to make it so that you can have your red velvet cupcake and eat it too without going overboard.
Oh, so is that like, no pun intended?
It was.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Did you like that?
I did. I liked
so
how you slipped
you
that in. Yes, uh-huh. And I want to let everybody know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited you are here. This is your feel-good station. And we've got Giovanni here and Emily, and they are from Day in Simi Valley and Simi Valley Night Out. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I am your host, Kim, and we are talking to Beth Aldridge, and her book is How to Conduct a Love Affair with Food. And, you know, it's smart because, you know, a way to a man's stomach, I've got 2 men here, is through their food.
Well,
and if you can...
But that goes both ways, because you know what I just learned?
Okay, tell me. I love it.
To get a woman in the mood, one of the most favorite foods, and a lot of women don't like shellfish. And they say that's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
But that's just to kind of get them in the mood. But if you really want to get the women in the mood, they say pumpkin pie.
Mm.
I heard pumpkin pie is the number one thing that'll actually get women in the mood.
Interesting.
I would have to do a little blog post about that one.
You can look it up. That's what I just heard. I think, Emily, didn't we just learn that?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday, we just saw that.
How many pumpkin pies do you guys have in your house? No.
Zero.
Wow, that's interesting.
But I like pumpkin pies.
Yeah,
too,
but
so.
There is foods that, you know, and that's it. And also, you know, you were talking about the blender. And
Vitamix.
Yeah, the Vitamix.
Yeah, tonight, as I said, Paradise Perks on Jeffrey Road in Irvine, California. We're giving one away.
Wow. I want to put my name in there.
Well, come on down.
There you go.
And that way you'll get a handful of books. I'll give you a stack of them.
Oh, there you go. You know, do you do a lot of recipes from your blender, your Vitamix?
Mm-hmm. The Vitamix, what's great about in the chapter, you know, get busy in the kitchen, so to speak. Do it in the kitchen. I go through a lot of really useful gadgets. Now, I don't have a ton of gadgets, but the ones that I recommend are ones that I use a lot. I like to do no-bake, you know, like raw food prep. So I'll make some flax crackers and things like that to keep with me. But the Vitamix I use every day. And I'll tell you one of my secret tips that I work with clients. I tell them, you know, if you can get a Vitamix blender, save up because they're well worth their weight in gold. And I'll pop in some frozen pineapple and some banana, and then I'll throw in a big handful of kale, and then I'll blend it with some water, and I'll blend it up with a little bit of sweetener, maybe all natural, like stevia or maybe honey or whatnot, a little bit, because again, we talked about the sweet and salt. I'm the sweet. And then you blend that up, put a little bit of, you know, essential oil, if you have any, like omega-3 oil, and blend that up and sip on it all morning. It is so delicious. And you think greens in the blender? No way.
No, they're really good. Yeah.
Yep. And that really detoxifies your skin, your blood, your eyes are sparkly, your hair gets really, you know, soft. It's really a magic trick. And I think if everyone started jumping on the Vitamix bandwagon and blending up different greens, because juicing is wonderful, but you do pull out the fiber. And so 9 times out of 10, I'll tell clients, let's blend it up and make like a smoothie first because the kids may like it. You know, versus just juicing. And I love juicing, though. Don't get me wrong. It's a great way to, you know, cut the sugar cravings. Just juice up a few apples and some carrots and stuff. Get a little couple ounces.
Now, do you make a lot of soups?
You know what? I do. There's a great recipe in the book, the black bean pumpkin soup. Talking about pumpkins again.
Oh, there we go. See?
We've got a theme here. It is one of the most delicious soups I've had. A gal, Noelle Kitchen Tips, donated that recipe to our book, and we did that on Chicago television, and we had raving. Women were loving this. We did it around the holidays, but it is really delicious. So I'm always game for soup. I'm a butternut squash, acorn squash.
Oh, me
squash.
Too. There
and
you go.
You can make soup in the Vitamix. There's recipes on their website, and you pop the ingredients in, very simple. Blend it for 5 minutes while you, let's say, go look at emails or whatever, multitask your
day. Were you listening to my show? Because I'm going on strike right now with my emails. Okay, I'm not going to be a slave to my emails anymore. And I appreciate my emails, believe me. But, you know, you have to make sure that you minimize your day, that you're not every, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because so many of us are caught up in that, and I'd rather pick up the phone and talk to somebody.
Thank you. Kim, I'm the same way. I told my friend who's traveling with me, she's been so helpful, and I got up this morning, and I'm like, oh, God, look at all these emails. And it's just like, just pick up the phone. I'm the kind of person, just give me a call, because I'm in carpool line waiting, or at the basketball game with the kids. Just give me a quick ring. And I think what happens is, with this generation of people that are using the computer a lot more, I think what happens is, everything needs to be in writing because either they're multitasking and they may forget, and they can go back and check the emails. Because I've had people say, I want it in writing to make sure I don't make any mistakes. So I'm like, well, okay, I got you.
Yeah, but then also, and big thing is not that they're going to say something bad, but that is your it's stuck on there. You can't retract it after you've said that.
Except for an email I was trying to find this morning. We couldn't find it to save the day.
Of course, when you want it, you can't find it, right? Beth, we need to take a break from our sponsors really quick. Can you stay on with us? Because I'd love you to give us a recipe.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. Hold on 1 second, everyone. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we do have a giveaway for you. We've got a great, in fact, Giovanni, go for it.
We have a Freebird Burrito.
One of the best.
One of the best
you.
Burritos. There are Freebirds World Burrito, and they're located in Simi Valley on Sycamore Drive.
Okay.
So if you guys, whoever calls in, I would say, third caller?
Third caller.
Third caller gets a free burrito over at Freebirds.
Okay, 805-639-0008, and you are definitely going to want to take these. It's a new place, and but they are out the door.
They're booming. I mean, they opened up a couple of years ago, but there's more stores opening up quicker than most chain restaurants.
I see them popping up everywhere.
Always busy.
You got
always.
It. 805-639-0008. Stay with us because we've got lots more giveaways, too. Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1 hour no obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you to our winner. It was Harold. Was that his name?
Carol.
Sorry.
Congratulations.
All right.
From Simi Valley.
There you go. All right. And we've got way more to give away, so definitely stay with us. We're talking right now to Beth Aldridge, and her book is How to Conduct a Love Affair with Food.
Real Moms Love to Eat.
There you go. And we do love to eat. We just want to look good at the same time.
We do, and I think that's a really important thing to keep in mind, is that people so often, and I think Kim and Giovanni, I think you'll agree, you've experienced this, where we'll eat great food and oh my gosh, and then we're so stuffed and we're like, oh my God, I can't believe I ate all that, And you have to think about, this is one of the most intimate relationships you're going to have in your life. You, quote-unquote, do it 3 times a day with food. You know, and you've got to enjoy it. It's got to be something that's pleasurable, meaningful. You know, I think chefs are fantastic because they adore food. They love food, the flavor, the look of it, the smell, the creation. And I think if we look at food in more loving eyes, because, you know, though we have a normal relationship with food, I think there's a lot of people that, you know, perhaps have a little, you know, dysfunction around it, not intentionally, but just because our society put so much pressure on us to, you know, look perfect and, you know, don't eat much, and we've got diet this and diet that. So the book really gives you license to really evaluate and look at what you're doing with your food and to give you ways to have a little bit of pleasure without so much guilt.
Yeah, I think that's really wise. And now, are you a chef also?
No, I went to culinary school. Thank you for asking. I'm actually going to continue on once the book tour is over. I'm going to go back and get some more of my complete. But no, I'm not a certified chef. I am a certified health coach. So with that, and just a genuine love of food, and I cook a lot. I do a lot of cooking segments on the news in Chicago. So I'm always doing stuff because based on my coaching, you know, that's part of it is really looking at the food you eat.
Right. And what do you think about having a journal? Is that something that's in your book? Or?
Yes, it is. Thank you for asking, Kim. I think journals are really important. And, you know, my sons, if they're listening, they probably think I'm crazy because they'll jokingly say, I'll say something really, you know, valuable and important mother news, and my 15-year-old will go, oh, wait, let me go run and get my journal.
Yeah.
Because I always say, go write that down in a journal. Keep track of that.
That's funny because my kids, you know, we've been at places where, and they're like, oh, my God, my mom just went on to her radio voice, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's, and I'll be like, what? That's a really great topic, you know,
and
they're like, oh, mom, please, you know.
But, no, it's important, and I think, you know, and I told them the value of a journal is if you jot down, you know, I'm feeling really starving, oh, my God, I'm crabby, well, then you look at what did I eat earlier, how long has it been since I've eaten, and is there a chance, or you know, is there a chance that I maybe skipped a meal and was so busy? Or oh, that's a great recipe. Let me write it down. So
right.
I'm always jotting stuff down.
Now, here's where I have a bazillion recipes, mm-hmm. but now I want them all, like, you know, where it's okay. It's Halloween,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I always have a big Halloween party, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Where's all my Halloween? You know, I want them all in
place
order.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's a great idea for a book.
Yeah.
Get like a binder type book where you have it where you can pull the sheet out and it's laminated so it doesn't get ruined. How many times have you ruined recipes?
Yes,
because
that's
it gets
another.
Wet?
Yeah.
And then maybe put it. That's a good idea.
We yeah, I'm.
About that.
I know.
Elaborate on that.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, I think that, you know, and so there's a couple of things. But the biggest thing is that you do want to, you know, I'm really into sauces too.
Mm.
Now, do you have any sauces in your book?
You know, there's so many recipes. I'd have to really look through, but I mean, there's not specifically a sauce section, so to speak. A lot of them are, you know, easy recipes for mom. And like I said, there's a few that have like a reduction sauce. My gourmet ginger chicken, that is my recipe, is a recipe where it tastes like it has been reducing, you know, in a reduction sauce for hours, when in fact it only takes about 20 minutes to make this.
Mm.
So there's a lot of really clever, the soup, there's a recipe that my friend Jessica Dene, who's the founder of the Hot Moms Club and the Hollywood Hot Moms Club online, she gave me this recipe for the book, and I use this on different TV shows and whatnot. It's lovely, and it's easy to make. I can tell it to you. You get, you know, a tortilla, and some people, if you've got gluten problems, you can use a flour or corn or flour, whatever your preference. Get a can of black beans, or if you like to soak them and do it that way, it just depends on your time. You saute that or warm it up in a pan with a already cut and steamed sweet potato. So I'll peel the sweet potato.
Love sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Or squash. I peel it and I steam it, and then I pop in the soft sweet potato and stir it in with the beans. Then you take about a tablespoon of chopped cilantro, mix that all together, and spoon it on top of the quesadilla that's warming in the pan, right? Sprinkle a little bit of cheese. Yellow cheddar cheese looks the best for visual, but you can use low fat if you prefer, if that's something you're really concerned about. Just kind of don't use 10 pounds of it. Put a top on it, the other side of the tortilla, warm it up, flip it over, cut it, serve it with a little bit of Greek yogurt or sour cream if you prefer. And it hits the spot, Kim, like you'll never believe, because it's just like it's so satisfying. A little bit of that sweet potato with the black bean and then the cilantro. perfect mix.
Love that. That sounds
easy,
really great.
Easy,
all right.
And delicious.
And that's something that we're going to find in your book, correct?
Real Moms Love to Eat, yes. Okay. And it's by Penguin Books, and it's if you don't find it in your bookstore, ask. But today I'll be at Vroman's Bookstore in Pasadena. And if you have any questions or you'd like to learn more or you want other recipes, you can go to realmomslovetoeat.com. I'm on Twitter, and I will follow you back.
Okay, and you know what? If you could become a fan on my Facebook,
I did.
Oh, you did. There you go. I love
fan
it.
Fan and you, girl.
All right. Sounds good. Well, sounds like we need to do something together. I think it would be fun.
I'm around. I'd love to do something.
You got it, because us moms need to stick together.
We do.
Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much, Beth.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, gosh, you know what? If anybody else, it is, you like to cook?
I love to cook. I'm the cook in the house.
Oh,
I cook all the time.
So what's some of your favorites?
I love meatloaf. I love making chicken parmesan, eggplant parmesan.
I love eggplant.
I'm a huge cheese fanatic, so you're always going to find cheese in my house.
So do you like different, like goat cheese? Do you?
It just depends. I don't like goat cheese.
Oh, you don't? That's
of
my favorites.
I love mozzarella cheese, love brie cheese. I love different types of cheese. Sometimes I'll just get like a block of cheese and then cut those up and put them on crackers
and that
kind of thing. But I have a recipe for you.
It's brie cheese, right? Mm-hmm. And you actually warm it up in the microwave, and then you take fig, fig jelly,
mm-hmm.
and you put it over the top, and then you serve that with either a little, bread or crackers, and it's delicious.
That does sound really good.
I mean, it's amazing. It's what, you wouldn't even think to put that, and that's one of my girlfriends thought of that, so.
Having our last guest on, it kind of reminded me of something my mother did a couple of years ago. I believe it was for Christmas. Instead of my mother going out and buying a gift for me or sending me money or anything like that, what she did is she sent me a small little, it was like a photo album, but she made postcards, and it was all recipes that her and I used to make when I was growing up, and some of my favorite ones that she would make for me.
What a great idea.
Some of the desserts, and she also put a couple recipes in there that were like family secrets, and there was a note, the very first page, it goes, do not share this with the rest of the family. Do not share this with this person.
Because
these are the family recipes that were given to me, just to me.
Isn't that funny how people have family memories?
Ours is the cheesecake. We have a family cheesecake from my great-grandfather, and my great-grandfather and I used to make it all the time. I don't remember the recipe because, obviously there's a lot of ingredients, and I was, before 10 years old.
Right.
But right before he passed away, he passed it along to my mother, and then my mother gave it to me. So my mother told me I'm looking for a
cheesecake here.
I'll make a cheesecake for you.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Awesome.
And we, in our family, we actually have a lot of English recipes that my grandmother was an amazing cook, and then my mom's an amazing cook. And it's funny, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she got a lot of them. And now my younger daughter's watching me. I could tell she's like, Mom, I need to watch how to do that. But we make a short gravy, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we make a cabbage soup that is with short ribs.
All of the listeners right now
are
probably dying.
Yeah.
They're stopping off at Taco Bell and McDonald's because they're so hungry.
No. Get good food. Well, I know we're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give away, how about 2 tickets to Roxy Theater. That's where I'm actually going to go and check out some movies there. Start seeing all the movies that are up for awards right now. And that is over off of, it's a 5001 Verdugo Way in Camarillo. And I'd love somebody to get 2 tickets for this weekend. Well, actually, I'll leave them here at the studio so they can have them for this weekend. So we'll take the third caller at 805-639-0008. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all those calls.
I like that song, by the way.
I do, too. I get really a good feeling. I get a good feeling from all
my... I like
feel-good
songs.
I do, too. That's what this whole... You know what? That's what my show's about, is feeling good. And, Matt, thank you for finding that. And I know we have a winner. We have Shelley on the line. Shelley, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Ojai.
Ooh, great. And are you a first-time caller?
I am. I listen to you on my way to work every day, which is only about a 5-minute drive, but I'll let you today.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations. And you have 2 tickets to the Roxy Theater. Have you ever been there?
No. In fact, I don't even know where it is.
Oh, it's over in Camarillo, and it is, you'll love it. And there's great restaurants all around there, and definitely. What I'll do is I'll put them at the front desk here and stay on the line. And thank you so much for listening to my show.
Okay, thank you, Kim.
All right, you have a great day, and tell all your friends about it.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks so much. All right, well, and that's how it is. And I know we have more to give away, right?
We do. We have another Freebird burrito, and okay. We have a $25 gift certificate to Bo Bebe's LA in Simi Valley.
Okay.
And it's a child's clothing and gift store. So
yeah,
if you have children, it's a great place to shop. They have the hyperallergenic clothing, organic clothing.
Ooh, organic clothing.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of kids
lot of
are
stuff.
Allergic to different clothes.
Correct.
And so we just saw a little baby on online that had a really bad rash. And so, you know, you never know what's in those clothes. So definitely. Anyway, so what we'll do is we'll get started on our next guest, and that is Michelle. And her book is The French Slow Cooker. And, you know, what we'll do is in about 5 minutes, we'll open up our lines again and we'll give something away. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, Kim?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine.
Wow, this is like a romantic French slow cooker book, huh?
Yes, it is. There's no reason why we can't make something really good and delicious and unique in our slow cookers, and this is a great time of year to do that.
Yeah, we've been actually, I think we've been talking about food, have we?
Are we all day?
I must be, you know, it's that kind of, I don't know, it's a kind of weekend where you just want to kick back and, you know, how I love a lot of appetizers. That's where I'm at. So I'm looking at this silky chicken liver mousse.
Mm-hmm.
That looks really interesting. I don't know. A lot of people might not like that.
I don't know if I like liver or not. I know it's very high in protein.
That's
though.
What I'm seeing. It's something you very, probably very good should for eat you. Right now.
But yeah, before we even get started, Michelle, the front cover of the book is the most appetizing meal I've seen in a long time.
Oh,
what
great.
Is that?
That is my version of a slow cooker bouillabaisse.
Ooh, I thought it was a bouillabaisse, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really a fun dish to make. What I do is I cook all of the vegetables and the stock long and slow in the cooker, and then about a half hour before dinner is ready, I'll add my fish and shellfish so that it doesn't overcook. And you have a wonderful meal, and it's really not a whole lot of effort, and just serve that with roux, which is a roasted red pepper mayonnaise kind of a sauce. Or
ooh, that sounds pretty amazing right there.
Yeah, that is so good and very simple to make.
Can you tell us really quick how to make that?
Well, you could roast your own red peppers if you like, or you can buy them. It's up to you, in a jar. Look for a good brand. And you put that in the slow cooker with garlic. And this is kind of my shortcut method. So I just use a good brand of mayonnaise, jarred mayonnaise, and some garlic. And I add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil for, you know, that good olive oil flavor. And lemon juice and maybe a little bit of pimenta espelette or paprika or chili, you know, any of those things for a little touch of heat. And that's it. You just buzz it up, and it's a wonderful, wonderful sauce for you, any kind of a fish stew or just on steamed fish.
Okay, Michelle, so you could tell you're very passionate about that because you probably don't measure anything. You just put a little of this, a little of that, right?
Well, it depends. You know, when I'm testing recipes for the book, I certainly measure.
Right.
So would you like the measurements for that?
Sure.
Yeah. It's half cup of roasted red bell peppers, one large garlic clove, one cup of mayo, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, a really nice tasty one, and a teaspoon of lemon juice, and a pinch of pimenta d'espelette or chili or cayenne, whatever you've got. And you just buzz that all up, and it keeps really well in the fridge for a few days, and serve it with sandwiches even. You know, it's really a nice sauce to have on hand.
And then just so all the listeners know, if they want to get that recipe, it's at the French Slow Cooker. And also, we can also replay the episode from 1 to 2
That's
today.
Right. And it is in your book, correct?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
That's what we're saying now. So.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm looking at, of course, you know, it's funny, I've had this cold, and but I'm looking at that French hot chocolate that you have. I mean, just all your pictures look so inviting.
I have a wonderful photographer.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet chocolate cream.
Yeah, that's not really hot chocolate, although it's shown in a mug. What it's kind of a mousse-like dessert.
Oh, my God, of course, yes.
And it's just divine and very simple to do. The slow cooker makes it. A dessert like this so easy to do.
So when you're saying a slow cooker, what exactly are you saying when you use a slow cooker? Is it? It's not a crock pot, correct?
Yeah, it is a crock pot.
Oh,
but crock pot, you know, is the specific name. It is a proprietary name that's owned by Rival. They make crock pots. That's their brand of slow cookers, and slow cooker is the generic name
So that is something that it needs to be clarified. But, you know, a slow cooker is nothing more than a braising pot. Like, think of it as a Dutch oven, but with an electrical component to it.
It really is the smartest tool that everybody should have, because if you're busy or you're working and you just get it all prepared, even the night before, you have it all cut, and then you pop it in there and you turn it on and you come back to this home-cooked meal.
Yeah, it's a great way to cook, and it really simplifies life, and you save a lot of money because you use a very economical cuts of meat in a slow cooker. And it doesn't heat up the house if it's a hot day. It really is, it's not like roasting something in the oven. And, you know, I also suggest to people that it's great for kids. If they want to teach their kids how to cook, show them one or two simple dishes that they can make in the slow cooker. And you don't have to worry about them messing around with the stove or the oven and give them, an opportunity to learn how to cook a little bit.
I agree. And, you know, my youngest daughter it's funny, my oldest daughter cooks really well. Now my younger daughter is cooking too. But she started off with these great recipes from friends in the crock pot or the slow cooker.
Mm-hmm.
And where she put like a whole tri-tip and then some salsa and a little bit of water. Oh my gosh, it's so good, you know. So there's just so many easy things. You don't have to have a ton of different ingredients.
No, absolutely not. I tried to, when I wrote this book, The French Slow Cooker, I tried to use ingredients that you'd find in any supermarket anywhere in the country. You know, these are not exotic ingredients. And there are lots of very, very simple recipes that are just very adaptable to our lifestyle today.
Right, and now, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking to Michelle, is it Ciccolone?
Ciccolone. Yeah.
Okay, and her book is The French Slow Cooker. How did you start cooking?
Oh, all the way back when, you mean?
Well, have you always been cooking like this in a slow cooker? Is that your favorite way? Or do you have other books?
No, it started, the slow cooker, I was inspired to use the slow cooker specifically a few years ago. I was traveling, I was actually in Italy, and I saw someone cooking a pot of beans on the stove, and it was just bubbling slowly, slowly. It was actually on the hearth of a fireplace. And I looked at it, and I was just entranced, and I thought, oh, that's the original slow cooker. It's the original crock pot there. And I thought, gee, how could I duplicate that at home? I don't have a fireplace that I can cook in, or a fireplace at all. So I thought about using a slow cooker to cook beans, and once I was successful with that, I began cooking all kinds of other stuff. And so that's how I wrote my first book, The Italian Slow Cooker. That came out a couple years ago.
Oh, God, I'll have to get you back on to talk about the Italian. That's so what do you make in your Italian? Is it all Italian?
Yeah, the Italian slow cooker is Italian recipes. I make wonderful meat sauces in that, Italian-style stews and soups.
I'm going to go and get that book.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm more of the Italian cooker.
Yeah,
I cook so much stuff that has to do with, you know, more of the meat sauces. And I love mushrooms. Garlic is my best friend.
Giovanni, can you get a hint?
I see.
Yeah, well, we'll have to have you back on with that one, too. But this is a fabulous book. Where do people find it? Oh, there you go, garlic soup.
There you go.
Okay, you said garlic is your favorite.
I love garlic.
Yeah, so what is in your, let's see, so garlic head and water, 2 inches of stripped orange zest,
mm-hmm.
bay leaves, and let's see, thyme sprigs. Let's see, so what, cup of, Parmesan Reggiano cheese. So
right.
Very simple.
Few herbs. Yeah, it's really simple. Gets a little creaminess from egg yolks.
Oh, I forgot the egg yolks.
Yeah. Whisk in. And you serve it with a French bread crouton on top and the cheese on top of that, just like you would do for an onion soup. But this is garlic soup, and it's wonderful this time of year, especially if you feel like you're getting a cold or something.
Hello.
That'll cure you.
Okay, there you go. That's what I need to go make that. All right, so where does everybody find your book?
Well, it's available in all the bookstores, and certainly it's available online. Just Google the French slow cooker, and you'll find it.
Okay, great. Well, you know what? Can you stay on the line so I can get you your info?
Sure.
And then we'll have you back on for your your Italian book.
That'd be great. Thank
okay,
you,
great. All right. Well, I'd love to give something away again. Giovanni, what do you want to do?
Well, since we're running out of time, do you want to do two at
oh,
once?
Oh, let's go there for we go. It. Uh-oh, right, Matt, are you ready?
All right, we're going to do this really quick. The first caller is going to be a free burrito at Free Birds in Simi Valley, and the second one is going to be a $25 gift card to Bo Bebe's in Simi Valley.
And Bo Bebe's
is a child's clothing and gift store.
Yeah, if your kids
so if you have children, you know, that might have allergies.
Or if they're sensitive to clothes, you know, I mean, you just don't know, but what a perfect place to, and you know what, and it's kind of the change of the season right now. So,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So, and I know they have lotions there. They have all the toys.
Lotions. See, now
correct.
I'm
so
one of those that love lotions. So right now, take down this phone number, 805-639-0008. Give us a call so you can be one of our winners here. And also, you know, I appreciate that so many callers. I just want to make sure that everybody that, you know, and I, it, we have like a 30-day that if you won in 30 days, just wait so somebody else can get the prize. So 805-639-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. So what's going on? Is there anything fun happening in Simi Valley?
There is. There's a few things going on in Simi Valley. We have a few upcoming things that are going on. Let me go over to that real quick. I do know Lost Canyons this weekend, today and tomorrow, they're having a huge special for any listener of the Kim Pagano Show.
That's all right.
Tongue twister this morning. It's $39 for the Shadow Side and $39 for the Shadow Side, $49 for the Sky Side, and that includes lunch and range balls. So just go to the front desk and say you heard this ad on Kim Pagano Show, and you're going to get a huge discount. Now, normally, for the weekends, it's, I believe, a little over $100 to play at Lost Canyons. But
wow.
For this,
and it's
this
beautiful
set, it is
out there.
Very beautiful this weekend.
I'm going to play golf with you one of these
days.
Take
you out,
yeah.
You can use Emily's new golf clubs I got it for Christmas.
Wow.
We also have a shredding event at the Simi Valley Chamber of Commerce coming up. And let's see, what else is going on? Let's see.
You know, we actually have a caller right now. And who is it, Matt? Oh, did we lose her? Oh, we just lost her. Who was it?
The winner was Lynn Gordon.
Oh, Lynn. Are you there? If you, you know, call us back. We'd love to hear a little bit about you. So 805-639-0008. All right, and so what a great place. And now they also have a restaurant there, right?
They
That's
do.
An amazing.
Oh, the food at Lost Canyons is just amazing. They have a tri-tip there that I haven't had too many places where it could beat them. They're definitely high up on my scale of tri-tip sandwiches and pulled pork and stuff like that. But they have an amazing restaurant. And the other thing is that even during the summertime or if it's a little bit warmer, they have a great outdoor patio, and your view is nothing but golf course and the Santa Susana Mountains. It's away from the city, away from all the traffic. You don't hear cars. You don't hear the sirens, helicopters. All that stuff. You're away. You feel like you're away from everything. And it's no more than a 10-minute drive from town, not even. So,
I love hidden places like that where
correct.
you feel like you get to get away. You know, yesterday a girlfriend and I had lunch over in Westlake. And right on the lake, it was a picture-perfect day of sitting there. And I think that it's so important to remember that we have so many beautiful places right here that to take that time to, you know, just get a little time away. And also the other thing, you know, so many of us don't make time to see people, and we're into almost the end of the first month of the year. You know, I think it's important to actually kind of write down all the people that you're close with, that you want to spend time with, and so that you can remember, because we get busy and all of a sudden it's like somebody calls and you're like, oh my God, yes, how are you? But if we don't write it down, a lot of times those people, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And it's not on purpose. It's because, you know, we want to be with them. So
yeah, and I have a very bad habit of that. You know, I get phone calls or I'll get an email and just I see it. I categorize it in my head, but then I completely forget about it. And then, you know, I see them later or next week or the week after. And so every time you get a call, I think you should write it down and just kind of get it. So that way you look it over.
Another thing is to actually keep a book of every day, and then you kind of review it and make sure that you know, because we do get really busy. Mm-hmm. You're not alone out there. So we do want to give away one more thing. Do we have another burrito?
We do.
Okay.
We have one more burrito, and we still have that $25 gift card.
No, I think we gave it
away.
Oh,
we did?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So we have one more burrito.
There we go. 805-639-0008. I thank so much that you've been here with us on Kim Pagano's show. My voice is just about to give out, and you know, but I appreciate you being here, and I hope that my show makes you feel better about yourself every day in every way. And, you know, one of the biggest things that you have to do is believe in who you are. And once you believe in, sometimes we have to fake it till we make it. Because if you're having one of those low days, or you're feeling like, you know, maybe I can't go to this party by myself, or I can't go somewhere, you know what? You're not alone. There's other people that are feeling that way. And so I'd love you to open up my website, listen, read some of my columns in there, and hopefully that can give you a little perspective on life. With that, Giovanni, Emily, thank you so much for being
thank
a part of my
much.
Show. Matt, thank you so much for our board and all my listeners and all my callers. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is experience is a hard teacher, because she gives the first test, the test first, the lessons afterwards. And sometimes those are the hardest lessons. So with that, I want to say have a great weekend. Do something great for yourself and someone else. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Have a great day.